Might have just been joined here by the folks down in Sandpoint. If you just joined us, we're just underway in the second quarter. Kusuyak just threw the ball away. We got 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Sandpoint leading at 13-7. And after that errant pass by Kusuyak, it'll be Sandpoint inbounding it here. Joe Mark Miranda gets it in to Colin Smith. Now Miranda will bring it down, gives it off to Isaac Gunderson. He'll bring it across midcourt. Right side to Colin Smith. Sandpoint tries to get it inside, has a couple passes blocked, taken away by Nusu. It looks a little bit more like Nusu.
Basketball. Look like them now.
They're quick. Quick hands, fast feet. Wide open three on the other end for Nusu. No good. That one was by Craig Walcott. Rebound taken down by Sandpoint.
Looks like Colin Smith.
Somebody knocked the ball out of his hands, but it's off Nusu. It'll be Sandpoint ball. Played about a minute here in the second quarter. Score is still 13-7. Same as at the end of the first quarter. Sandpoint with the lead. Here's a nice steal almost by a Nusu player.
Craig, not Craig, what is he's a Walcott.
Craig Walcott.
It is Craig Walcott, okay.
Almost got the steal, but it went out of bounds, so it's Sandpoint ball again. It'll be Miranda inbounding it. Gets it into Isaac Gunderson. Back to Joe Mark Miranda. Decided to call him Smith at the free throw line. Tries to get underneath, and ball stolen away by Nusu. A little more active on defense, Nusu, it seems like here. There's a nice pass underneath. Shot missed there by Philip Christopher.
He's missed more of those now. He's bound to start making them.
Yes, Nusu shooting percentage is pretty low at this point.
Yeah.
And they still only trail by 6 points. So there was a foul there. That was on Colin Smith. Ending to the free throw line here, Micah Walcott.
Rattled in.
Gets two free throws. First one's good. That makes it a 5-point game, 13-8 standpoint.
Broke the ice for the second quarter.
Second free throw is good by Micah Walcott. He's got 2 points in the game, and it's a 4-point lead for Sandpoint. Colin Smith dribbles it across the midcourt line. Now veers left, gets it to the free throw line. Back to Smith. Drives, shoots, and gets it up and in off the board.
He is aggressive. I like it.
Not afraid to go to the hoop. Once again, Sandpoint pressing hard.
Uh-oh.
We've got a young man down there
raising
his knee.
Yeah.
Action continues underneath the basket while Isaac Gunderson is limping around at midcourt. We're going to have a timeout, an injury timeout. Not sure if he twisted his knee or hit his knee against somebody else.
Looked like he landed hard on his knee.
He's in the pain.
He almost had that steal.
So Isaac Gunderson is on the bench. We'll have a substitute coming in.
Who came in? 24, Boston March.
Boston March, yeah. Nusu has the ball.
Sandpoint tried pulling a quick one and taking it.
Inbounding it here, Elijah Gust for the Seahawks Eagles. Gets it into Gusty Blunkett Jr. He'll dribble back out to the top of the key. And for Nusu is number 11, Eldon Andrew. Cross-court pass. Nusu runs their offense, looking for an opening. But Sandpoint has got a very effective zone defense.
They do.
Back out front there, it's Gusty Blunkett Jr. Now on the dribble, Michael Walcott. Now driving the baseline, little hook, reverse hook. Just no good by Gusty Blunkett Jr. And the rebound down to Sandpoint. All the way down is Boston March. Now to Joe Mark Miranda. Nice spin move up and in.
Almost looked like a ballerina on that.
That was a great spin move by Joe Mark Miranda. More for Sandpoint. They lead it 17-9. 8-point lead now. Nusu runs their offense on the other end. 15-foot jumper. Good look at the bucket there by Micah Walcott. Offensive rebound for Nusu. They'll set it up again. Craig Walcott with the ball. Micah Walcott dribbles out front. Right side now to Gusty Blunkett Jr. Continues to patiently run their offense. Nice steal there by Colin Smith.
We got a three in the key, though.
It was 3 seconds on Nustu anyway. So.
Yeah.
4:15 to go in the second quarter. It's a 17-9 Sandpoint lead.
We got Philip Christopher Jr. checks back in.
Winner of this game takes on Bristol Bay at 6 o'clock tonight. Joe Mark Miranda down the lane, and we're going to have a 3-second violation again.
Yeah, that chance was caught. Looks like he had his tent set up on that one.
So turnover on Sandpoint. Here comes Nustu right down the middle of the lane. Nice move by Gusty Blunka Jr. Lays it up and in.
He was able to get around them trees down there.
Here comes Miranda for Sandpoint. Looks like Isaac Gunderson is back into the game. There's a long shot by Colin Smith. No good.
Got his own rebound.
Another one put up by Miranda from the deep left corner. No good. Rebound and driving all the way. Nice little pass off.
There it is.
That left Gusty Blunka Jr. to Philip Christopher.
Yep. Finally got it in. He missed enough.
Nustu is kind of picking it up. Now they're down by 4, 17-13.
Starting to look more like themselves.
Their speed is... There's a nice pass underneath to Joe Mark Miranda. Lays it up and in.
That's hard to get that give and go to stop.
Miranda has 7 points in the ballgame. Nustu. That was Blanca Jr. driving into the lane, and there's a collision. What's the call?
The blocking call on Sandpoint. Looks like... Was it 24, Boston March?
Is that his fourth foul?
Is it really? That sounds about right. He's the one that they've been getting most of the calls. Yeah, he's going to the bench.
Wow, that's four fouls on Boston March, one of the starters for Sandpoint. So that's
been an issue this whole week, though, for these starters.
To the free throw line is Gusty Blunka Jr. He'll shoot a couple. First one's good.
We're in the bonus. 8-5 on the foul count, so.
Blunka has 5 points in the game. He's got one more free throw here. That one is around the rim and out. No good. Rebound taken down by Colin Smith for Sandpoint. 19-14. Sandpoint with a 5-point lead. I was going to say the Eagles with the lead, but.
You wouldn't be wrong.
There's a rebound by Rowdy Tripp. Puts it up and in, and he's fouled. He's going to have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
That was on number 5.
Our favorite name of the tournament, yes. Rowdy Tripp. Love it.
Greg Walcott was caught on the foul. He's kind of leaning over.
Rowdy Tripp makes the free throw for the three-point play. He's got 5 points in the game, and once again, Sandpoint up by 8. 22-14 with 2:48 to go here in this half.
Sandpoint's got to watch it when they dribble through. They keep getting caught on these little reach-in fouls.
Their aggressive defense is can be effective, but can also pick up fouls.
Yeah, it's Hawk Jackson. Is he out there? No? Who's that on? Oh, number 11, Isaac. That's his second.
Free throw on the 1-1, missed by Blunka. The rebound down to Sandpoint. Miranda gets it inside to Chance Griffith. Almost loses it. Back to Miranda. Drives hard to the basket. Misses the shot. Back up and in by Rowdy Tripp. Another chance for a three-point play.
Yeah.
He's had a couple of putbacks where he's been fouled here in the last minute.
I think that Drill Mark Miranda might have got away with an offensive.
I think so, too. Tripp with the free throw is high off the rim. No good. It's 24-14, Sandpoint with a 10-point lead. Here comes Nustu.
Micah.
Little running shot there by Michael Walcott is good. Nice job, Walcott. Quick pass ahead to Gunderson. Isaac Gunderson up and in.
Man, Sandpoint is running fast right now.
That was a good lead pass, and Gunderson makes the layup. 26-16. There's a pass underneath to Craig Walcott. He's got 5 points, and cuts the lead to 8. Sandpoint by 8. Here comes Miranda down the lane. Lays it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Passes it way back out to
Chance
Griffith, who hits the three-pointer. 29-18. 11-point lead, Sandpoint. Minute 45 to go.
Nice drive
down the lane. No good by Nustu, but they get their own rebound. Three-pointer. Beautiful shot by Gusty Blunka Jr.
Nice step back.
29-20. New Studio hanging around. Inside to Rowdy Tripps. Shoots again.
He's got the fundamentals down of just getting it low and going up.
Rowdy Tripp, that's the third time he's been fouled shooting here in the last couple minutes.
I missed who that was on. Put on the board.
Saying Elijah Gust, or is that from an old one?
Might be on him. Must be. I don't see anything new.
Rowdy Tripp has two free throws. First one is around the rim and out. No good. One more here. Minute 21 to go in the half. Tripp, no good. With the second free throw, he missed a pair of them there. The rebound taken down by Michael Walcott for Nusu. Here comes Elijah Gust.
And
Dusty Blunka Jr.
Dusty Blunka, I can't
remember Walcott.
It.
Michael Walcott out to Philip Christopher. There's a long three-pointer.
He's feeling it.
Nothing but net for Gusty Blunka Jr., his second three-pointer in the last couple minutes here.
And then Philip Christopher stole it and got an easy layup. We're down to 4-point lead.
Wow, that was a quick steal of the inbounds pass. They got 5 points in 2 seconds.
Backcourt
there.
Violation.
And now a backcourt by Joe Mark Miranda. So,
yeah, that Gusty Blunka Jr. is giving good pressure. Starting to look like New Stuyahawk again now.
New Stuyahawk with 5 points there and then the turnover. So, chance to score 7 unanswered here.
Yeah. That Philip Christopher, I'm watching him throughout the season, actually throughout the years, that's kind of his signature of looks like he's running away and he's right there for that inbound.
Well, we've got timeout on the floor here with 44 seconds to go in the half. The lead has been trimmed to 4, 29-25, Sandpoint with the lead. New Stuyahawk just picking up the pace steadily through this whole game, it seems like.
It wasn't looking good for them earlier. It's coming around. Gusty up here. Gets it to Micah.
Micah Walcott thought about the three-pointer.
He likes those.
And Blunka thought about a long three-pointer, same exact spot.
Yep.
They decided to keep running the offense.
They're looking for a three, it looks like, because they're just playing, you know, keep away between that Micah and Gusty. There's the three. Oh,
no good. Rebound taken down, though, and back up and in by Philip Christopher.
He's in the right spot at the right time again. 2-point game.
2-point game. Who would have believed? 5 seconds left here in the half. Miranda, long shot. High off the rim. No good. Rebound taken down. Nusu. And the buzzer sounds, and we've come to the end of the first half. What a good first half. Big comeback by Nusu.
That was. How many did they get in that quarter?
20 points.
Wow.
Yep. 20 points in the quarter, so very active. So we've come to the end of the first half. Sandpoint leads it only by 2, 29-27. Quick rundown of the scoring here for Sandpoint. Three guys have 7 points. Colin Smith with 7, Rowdy Tripp with 7, and Joe Mark Miranda with 7. Chance Griffith had 6 points, and Isaac Gunderson with 2. For New Stuyahawk, Gusty Blunka Jr. has 11, Philip Christopher with 8. Craig Walcott with 5, and Michael Walcott with 4. So,
about expected for New Stuyahawk.
Yep, both teams spread the scoring out pretty good.
Yes.
This ought to be a good second half. These are pretty well-matched teams.
Let's see, how many seniors are on Sandpoint? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Chance Griffith.
And I want to say it was at least 4. For New Stuyahawk, there's a lot of seniors out here on the court right now, so it's going to be an interesting second half.
They don't want their season to end.
No, they do not.
We'll say it again. Once the winner of this game will play at 6 o'clock tonight against Bristol Bay. So we're glad you tuned into some basketball here on KAKN and on our station down in Sandpoint as well. Sandpoint with the lead at halftime, 29-27. We'll take about a 7-minute break, and we'll be back for second half action.
The Peter Pan Corporation reminds us that drug and alcohol abuse are serious issues that can happen even with the best support structures. So parents, please sit down and have a talk with your children about the dangers of drugs and alcohol. A short talk today may invert a tragedy in the future. This message sponsored by the Peter Pan Corporation, proud sponsors of KSDP's Child Safety Campaign.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, the cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians East Borough.
Wow, what a quick trip. Just a little boat ride downriver, and we're in Naknek. KAKN is helping to bring us coverage of the 1A regional tournament. Right now we have Double Eagles, Sandpoint Eagles, New Stoyahuk Eagles. Sandpoint at the halftime is up 29, New Stu 27. This is going to be a difficult one. Whoever wins gets to play Bristol Bay tonight at 6 p.m. In the meantime, a big thank you to Rick Swanson. A big thank you to Gail Andrew for getting us the girls this morning, the rookies. They did lose that final score. Tenalian Lynx, 43. King Cove Rookies, 32. Moving on, we have about 5 minutes, and we've given our hugs out. We said thank you to everybody that helps out. And it's especially you, you know, the people that run the nonprofit board, Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting Incorporated. It's made up of elected members, of people who have, hey, I want to donate some money to the radio station that allows you to have a vote and to run for our nonprofit board. There's some interesting limitations. You must be a local resident in order to be a member and vote and be on the board. And if you're ever interested in helping community radio run and just keep its operation flowing smoothly, please talk with Austin Roof, and he can guide you through the board selection process and just through the basic membership process. You can stop and stick your head in the office anytime you're around. Babyface, Wing and a Prayer, Fife and Drum Corps. We'll be right back.
basketball here on KAKN. Don't actually have an Angels game, but glad to bring you some action here from the 1A regional tournament with Sandpoint taking on New Suyahawk in the last game of the morning here on Friday morning. The winner of this game will play tonight at 6 against Bristol Bay, so big game for both these teams.
I think we can call it Eagles Radio for the time being.
Yeah, we should call it Eagles Radio. That's right. Both teams are the Eagles. Good first half there. Sandpoint looked really strong at the beginning, and New Suyahawk really struggled, but that determination and then the speed, and they kind of figured out to press a little bit, New Suyahawk did, and they fought their way right back into the game and only down two here at half.
Yes, they really struggled in that first quarter. First quarter, 13-7. I mean, 5 points, not bad, or 6 points, not bad, but they did not look like themselves.
Yeah, 20-point second quarter for New Stu. That's a big quarter.
Yeah, it's a little more of their style. But then again, I don't know if they've ever met a team. Sandpoint, they run. They've got those fast breaks. I don't know how many they've had. But was it that Colin that typically is running down, or that, I forget who the other
Chance
one was.
Griffiths,
Chance
Griffiths, maybe?
Yeah. They were the ones running down, catching that long pass, and that was pretty effective for them.
Yep. We're just about ready to go here with third quarter action. It'll be Sandpoint with the ball here, I believe, to begin the third quarter. They lead it by two, 29-27. It'll be Isaac Gunderson inbounding it. He'll throw it into Joe Mark Miranda.
And we've got Chance Smith out there.
Boston March.
And who's the ball? Joe Mark with this.
Steal by New Suyahawk right to the beginning of the second half. Layup opportunity for New Stu. No good by Blanca. Here's that long pass again.
Isaac
Gunderson underneath. He'll finally decide to shoot. Misses. Rebound taken down by Philip Christopher.
Yeah, if you'd have just shot that and not thought about it, he probably would have made it. Oh, long pass out.
Drive underneath there by Blanca. Throws it back out front to Craig Walcott. Didn't have any place to go. It was underneath the basket. Once again, underneath to Blanca. And Blanca is called for traveling. Kind of in there among the trees and didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, there's a lot of bumping.
Yeah, there was some activity underneath there.
Need to expect that down in that area.
Each team with a couple of possessions here early on, but no score yet here in the second half. Here comes Miranda driving down the lane.
Oh.
Nice block by Micah Walcott. The pass ahead to Blanca. He's going to take it in, lay it up. No good. Again, contact, no call. Rebound.
Away.
Little jump shot by Blanca underneath. No good.
Yeah, Micah Walcott was able to rip that out of. Not sure who was over there for Sandpoint. I didn't see their number.
Ball was knocked out of bounds by Sandpoint. It'll be New Stu ball. Pass out front to Philip Christopher. Gets it on the left side to Blanca. Jesse Blanca Jr. dribbling at the top of the key.
Ball in first screen.
Zone defense here by Sandpoint. Very effective.
And Colin about got that pass.
There's a screen by Michael Walcott.
Yeah, we've got another game of keep away going on, looking for that outside shot, it looks like.
Just do very patiently. Moving the ball, here's a drive underneath. Nice shot up there by Craig Walcott, but no good. Long pass stolen away by New Stu.
Yep. Oh,
now on the floor and secured finally by New Suyahawk. So
Blanca wanted that.
Blanca got back on that fast break and got the ball. There's a little shot up and in by Michael Walcott.
Tie
We're
game.
Tied up.
Finally broke the ice in the second.
First points in the second half. Here comes Isaac Gunderson all the way up. No good. Rebound down by Hawk Jackson, who's into the game. Shoots and misses, but he's fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line.
Yeah, Elijah had his hands up, but then he reached over at the ball was right in front of him. Reactive, I guess.
High ball game here at 29. We played about 2 minutes in this third quarter. A couple of free throws coming here for Hawk Jackson. First one is around the rim and off. No good. Second free throw by Hawk Jackson. Up and no good off the rim. Gets his own rebound. Isaac Gunderson now with the pass. Cross-court pass over to Chance Griffith, who shoots and misses. Rebound taken down here by New Suyahawk. Here comes Michael Walcott. Gives it off to Blanca. Blanca dribbles on the right side.
Oh, they're trying to pressure him.
He's fast, so he dribbles right away from them all into the lane. pass to Walcott. Michael Walcott, 15-foot jumper from the baseline, no good. Rebound taken down by Chance Griffith. Here comes Sandpoint. Joe Mark Miranda, big collision, and we're going to have a charging call. Offensive foul on Joe Mark. Tough call.
It was. I was go either way. He was pressuring pretty good on the other end, though.
Both teams are going at it here.
That's his third.
Blanco will bring it down for New Stuyok after that charging call on Miranda. Left side to Philip Christopher. He'll bring it back out front. Game all tied up at 29. Sandpoint has not scored yet. 3 minutes into this third quarter. Blanca, right side Walcott. Michael Walcott, that is. Left side to Christopher. Three-pointer by Blanca.
Oh,
no good.
Good.
Great rebound there by Philip Christopher. Good hustle. Stuyok with the ball.
Oh, Greg.
Oh. Three-pointer, no good by Craig Walcott. On the run out, here comes Sandpoint. Up and in by Isaac Gunderson. First points of the third quarter for Sandpoint. They lead it by two. Michael Walcott. We've got an injured New Stu player.
Looks like Craig, he kind of tripped up and looks like he might have landed on his knee that's covered.
He's got a brace on that knee already, and now he's really rubbing it, limping to the sideline. Timeout on the floor. 31-29. Each team has scored a two-point basket here in this third quarter. We played 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Each team with one basket.
Looking like the first quarter right now, pretty
yeah.
slow.
Slow in terms of scoring, not in terms of pace. They're
very true.
Running up and down the court, but not able to get one in the basket.
No. Looks like Sandpoint, especially that Joe Mark, is really wanting this. He's really getting up there from down low to pressure that Blanca Jr. or Blanco, what is his last name?
Gusty Blanca Jr., number three.
Yeah. Gusty Blanca.
I think their school is named after Blanca, isn't it?
Chief Ivan Blanca.
Ivan Blanca. I remember
yeah.
seeing that. Seen it on sweatshirts and that too.
Yep.
So it'll be New Stu ball here after the timeout. It will be Blanca throwing it in, gets it into Michael Walcott, back to Gusty Blanca Jr. Going to dribble down the right side. Oh, he stepped out of bounds. They're going to call it either out of bounds or traveling.
A little slip and he stepped out.
So Sandpoint on the turnover will bring it down, leading by two with the ball. Comes Isaac Gunderson, and he just lost it out of bounds.
Looks like
He thinks maybe he was pushed or something, but no call. There's
like
Stu, a chance to tie it up.
Yeah, he just couldn't hang on to the dribble. He was by himself almost.
Michael Walcott gives it off to Gusty Blanca. Blanca on the dribble out front, left side to Christopher.
Oh, we got Hunter Gummelfuck in. He traveled one extra step.
Got to calm down when you come in the game, a little excited. Made a little mistake.
Yeah. He's fairly young, maybe a freshman.
Yeah, I don't have a program to tell that. Here's a New Stu with the ball. Colin Smith underneath. Back out to Isaac Gunderson. 18-footer. No good. Rebound down to Colin Smith. Going to have a whistle here. It's going to be a foul on New Stu, I believe.
Number three.
Gusty Blanca Jr.
Yeah.
Second. It'll be Sandpoint ball underneath their own basket. Colin Smith will throw it inbound.
Oh,
there's a dropped pass. Oh, it's stolen away. Nice play by Gusty Blanca, but missed the layup.
Yes.
That's one of those great plays. It's going to be a backcourt violation because
yeah.
the ball went right through the Sandpoint player's hands, and so you kind of give up because you know it's a backcourt violation, and the other team, if they're thinking, can speed
yeah.
up and grab it, which is exactly what Blanca Jr. did. Good hustle play. Unfortunately, missed the layup, so remains Sandpoint by two.
He's got Emmanuel Cronin for Sandpoint.
Isaac Gunderson out front to Chance Griffith. There comes Cronin. Running shot, no good. Rebound battle for, taken out of there by Philip Christopher. New Stu again with a chance to tie it up or take the lead. Blanca. Off to Walcott for three. Michael Walcott, no good. There for the rebound. And then the putback is Maximus Gust.
Got Drill Mark coming back in, and Emmanuel Krohn sitting back down.
Newstu has it underneath their own basket on the inbounds play. They get it into Blanca. Left side to Philip Christopher. Bounce pass on the right side to Maximus Gust. Back to Blanca. A little weave out front here for Newstu.
One of their plays I just watched.
Long three-pointer up and in by Philip Christopher. He's got 11 points. And Newstu has taken the lead by one here.
I didn't even see that.
Colin Smith, a little runner, no good, but he fouled. He's going to get two free throws. So I guess foul was on Elijah Gust.
I think it's going to be on that. Blanca.
It's his third foul.
Yeah.
Third foul. So Colin Smith will go to the free throw line. 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. Stuyak has taken a one-point lead. Couple of free throws. First one's good by Colin Smith.
Now we're tied.
He's got 8 points in the ball game. Tie ball game at 32. Second one also good.
Sandpoint took the lead back.
Colin Smith, leading scorer for Sandpoint. Here comes Blanca. Right side to Christopher again. Another three-pointer. He drained it. I'm sorry, that was Maximus Gust.
Yep.
What a name, Maximus Gust.
That was a good-looking shot, too.
It was.
Newstu's got a
very confident
defense going on now. We got Joe Mark down to Isaac.
Stolen away by Newstu. Boy, their hands are everywhere. Here comes Christopher. Ahead to Michael Walcott. Active shot, no good. But the rebound hauled out of there by Philip Christopher. Maximus Gust. He wanted another three shot. He's got a Phillip over open over there. A little late. Now to Michael Walcott. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebound down to Rowdy Tripp. 2-point lead here for Newstu. Stolen away by Blanca. Quick hands. He's got the steal. He's going to drive it in all the way.
Ooh.
Little contact. No call. Got an open man down floor. A little long on the pass.
Not quite a quarterback. I was wondering what was going on with that Colin Smith. He stood back while they were down there.
Cherry picking, we used to call that.
Yeah.
We got a timeout, full timeout here by Coach Walcott for Newstu. Both teams are going to regroup. Got a little wild and crazy there for a while.
We had a lot of fast breaks going on.
Steals and fast breaks and long passes.
Yeah, it was like watching ping pong for a second.
Yeah. Newstu has outscored Sandpoint 8-4. Here in this third quarter.
I keep forgetting to look.
1:23 to go in the third quarter. Newstu up by two. The feel of the game to me is that Sandpoint is kind of controlling the game.
Yeah.
But Newstu just is relentless with their speed and they've capitalized on a couple three-pointers here lately and jumped into the lead by two.
Yeah, I think this game's going to come down to the wire. It's really going to come down to who wants it. Like we were talking earlier, there's a lot of seniors on this court, and none of them want to end their season right now.
I was going to say, if it's a matter of who wants it, it's going to be tough because they both want it.
Who wants it more, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably it. Newstu with the ball here. Michael Walcott passes over to Blanca. Blanca quickly drives down the right baseline, passes underneath. Almost stolen away by Sandpoint, but off of Isaac Gunderson's hand and out of bounds, so it'll be Newstu ball. Inbounds pass to Christopher. Walcott, Maximus Gust.
Nice shot fake.
Oh, boy, they want those three-pointers. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. That was a long one, almost attempted there by Blanca.
Yeah, Blanca's really wanting to shoot out there. They're kind of playing keep away.
There's a long three-pointer by Christopher. No good, but the rebound taken down by Gust.
Maximus Gust. So, yeah, Newstu, they really...
It seems like Newstu gets a lot of the loose balls.
They do. They hustle. There's Maximus again from the other side. No good. Look at that.
Nice rebound, offensive rebound by New Stew.
Yeah, Micah in the right spot.
Blanca out to Christopher, another three-pointer. You just sensed that was going in.
Yeah, we had a perfect angle to see the angle of that one.
Three-pointer by Philip Christopher. He's got 14 points, and suddenly, five-point lead here, New Stew.
Yeah, New Stew is doing a half-court trap on Sandpoint now.
Sandpoint's coach looks a little frustrated.
Yeah, arms are crossed.
There's a steal by New Stew. Gus, Maximus Gus. He's going to stop and pop a 12-footer. No good. And the buzzer sounds.
I didn't realize we were that close.
Yeah, I was watching the game, wasn't watching the clock there. The buzzer sounds, three quarters are over, and New Stew is up by 5, 38-33.
The biggest lead, I do believe.
Yep, for sure. So they ended up outscoring Sandpoint 11-4.
Oh, wow.
In that third quarter, so a good quarter for New Stew.
Well, Joe Mark was not really present in that quarter. He was there, but he wasn't scoring.
He seems like a real stabilizing force for Sandpoint. Good ball handler. A lot of times they're point guard, and he's a good scorer as well.
I think that four fouls on Boston, too, is really starting to hurt them.
Yeah.
He should be in this quarter now.
Yeah, nothing to hold back on. No reason to hold anybody out now. Only 8 minutes of some of these guys' high school careers left.
Yep.
It'll be New Stew ball here to start the fourth quarter. They have the ball and the five-point lead as we begin quarter number four.
I see Boston March out there, Rowdy Tripp. We've got Aston Gunderson and
Annie Crone.
Annie Crone and Hawk.
Long three-pointer, no good for New Stew. A nice offensive rebound there by Elijah Gus. Shoots and misses, but he was fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
Yeah, I think that Ashton wasn't quite sure that he was shooting. Looks like he's still going for the rebound.
Four of the starters are on the bench here for Sandpoint.
Yeah.
Got into the ballgame there. Ashton Gunderson. Once again, Rowdy Tripp in the game. Free throw, a couple of them good there by Elijah Gus. He made both those, right?
Yes, he did.
So a seven-point lead for New Stew.
Joe Mark is starting to push a little harder and getting tripped up here.
And well, we got timeout here by Sandpoint. They're going to bring in four new players.
Well, Sandpoint coach looked like he was getting a little frustrated, too, along with that Joe Mark.
Colin Smith coming back into the game. Isaac Gunderson coming back in. Chance Griffith coming back in. And also Boston March. I think all those guys are checking back into the ballgame, so they'll make their final run here.
Probably the back to their starters.
Yep.
Yeah, we're at a seven-point game, 7.5 to go. Time to leave it all on the court. So Sandpoint's going to get it. Yeah, it's their starters back.
It'll be Colin Smith to inbound it. We'll throw it into Joe Mark Miranda. Sandpoint, right back to Smith. Three-pointer is in. They needed that.
Yeah, he saw it. He wanted it.
Colin Smith with 12 points. They're going to apply that half-court press again. Wonka on the dribble. In trouble out front. Gets it underneath to Mike Walcott. It's stolen away almost by Sandpoint, but not quite.
Max
Smith. Fadeaway shot by, where has he been all game?
I don't know. We're all tournament.
Yeah, suddenly he's got 5 points and important points.
Yeah.
Back to the seven-point lead. Here's another three-pointer.
Oh.
No good this time, but nice rebound by
Boston.
Boston March up. No good. Back up and in, and he's fouled. Boston March. That's his first basket of the afternoon.
I thought with him out, it was hurting them. That showed it.
Yep. So a big three-pointer by Colin Smith, and now a three-point play possibility for Boston March as he made that basket underneath, and he's got a free throw here. That was a foul on, fourth foul on Elijah Gust, looks like. Misses the free throw, but gets his own rebound. So,
travel. That could have gone either way. The ref's explaining the travel to him. I guess he saw more than I did.
Traveling on Joe Mark Miranda, so it's back to New Stew. They lead it by four. 42-38 here with about 6:49 to go in the game. Lunka. Out front, Michael Walcott.
Some pressure from Sam Point here.
Elijah Gust over to Blanca. Way back out front to Christopher.
That was a sloppy pass by them. They're getting sloppy.
New Stoop patiently working the offense. Blunk down the middle. That was not a good idea there. And here's a run out to Isaac Gunderson. Up and in with the layup. That's what they need to do.
Yeah.
What they want to do. 2-point game now. Blanca. Tough pass over to Michael Walcott. Back to Elijah Gust. To Blanca. That was stolen away by Chance Griffith, who missed the layup, missed the follow-up shot. Now Boston March out to Isaac Gunderson.
He could have had that.
Standpoint with a couple of good chances, but.
Yeah, so we got Joe March now.
Comes Miranda in the corner, long three-pointer. Nothing but net for Chance Griffith. Big three-pointer, and Standpoint has taken the lead back.
Yeah. Their defense is picked up.
Underneath to Michael Walcott. Ball stolen away. Here comes Colin Smith.
Suyak looking like the first quarter again.
When those four starters sat down, it was like the coach gave them a message, and they're coming back out with a vengeance. Nice running shot there by Colin Smith.
Now, Suyak taking a short timeout.
Boy, that game turned on a dime. All of a sudden, Sandpoint got fired up.
Their defense picked up. Suyak's passing went back to the first quarter. Sloppy, soft.
Standpoint has scored 12 points in 3.5 minutes here to start the fourth quarter.
Well, they had to.
Yep.
Either way.
So it's 45-42. Standpoint with a 3-point lead. 5:16 to go here in this hole in the game.
Yeah, we got 5:16 left for some of these seniors.
Newstu has the ball, so every possession becomes really important at this stage of the game.
I think Sam Point's in a 2-2-1 trap. See, we got Gus driving. Ooh, a lot of contact.
Rebound taken down by Miranda. They want to run. Miranda down the middle. He's going to take it all the way up and in.
Ooh.
And they called a foul on Newstu. I didn't see that.
I didn't see the foul either.
Miranda's going to go to the free throw line to shoot too.
Holding on number five, Greg. Greg Walcott. I'm not sure there was a lot. There was more contact for Stu on the other side.
Yeah.
Her shot's good.
A couple of free throws by Miranda.
They went from how many down? Five?
They were down by seven, I think, at
seven,
one point.
Yeah.
Or five or seven, but they erased that pretty quick.
Now they're up by four.
Second free throw for Miranda is good. And it's a 5-point, 10-point lead.
Oh. Okay.
We're going to have a foul on the floor here on one of the Sandpoint players.
52.
Only the third team foul. Oh, is that March's
fifth? That's his fifth foul. No, not. Was it March? It is 24. I thought they called it on 52.
I saw him running off the floor. I didn't see who they called on, but he looked like he knew he was done.
Yeah.
And now you got Miranda sitting on the bench again, too. So.
No Boston's going to hurt again.
A little runner on the baseline is up and in by Philip Christopher.
That was so quick. I didn't think he had a chance to make that, and he did. Now he's got a chance for 3-point play.
Yep, he was fouled.
They gave it to 20 or 0. That should be Colin.
Colin Smith, second foul. Free throw for Christopher, no good. Rebound battle for, but taken away by Sandpoint.
Rowdy's back in.
Isaac Gunderson handles the ball for Sandpoint. Down the lane. Shot missed, but the long rebound taken in by Colin Smith for Sandpoint.
Oh.
There's going to be a foul on Gusty Blunka Jr.
1-1, we're in the bonus. 4 fouls for Newstuyahawk and 7 for Newstuyahawk. 4 for Sandpoint.
4:32 to go in the ballgame. 3-point lead for Sandpoint, 47-44. Colin Smith will shoot 1-1.
A huge foul on Gusty Blanca. 4.
Free throw, no good. Rebound battle for it and it goes out of bounds, it's going to be Sandpoint's ball. And they're going to take
coming out.
That could be tough for Deuce, too. He's their main ball handler.
Yep. Well, you also got Philip Christopher is pretty good.
Sandpoint moving the ball.
He traveled, though.
Got a travel call on Isaac Gunderson. It'll go back to New Stu. They trail by three.
Oh, yeah, Mike is also a good ball handler for them.
Oh, they had.
Greg was down there saying, give me the ball,
back
I'm open.
Gus. Back out to Michael Walcott. Oh, nice play.
Beautiful play from Christopher to Maximus.
Good drive by Christopher. Was it Maximus with the basket there?
Yes.
Maximus Gus. So it's a one-point game, 47-46. Here comes Gunderson right up the lane, up.
Oh,
no good.
Isaac didn't like that one-point lead.
And they're going to call a foul on Michael Walcott.
If he'd have gone up left, I bet you he'd have made it.
3:57 to go in the ball game. It's a one-point lead for Sandpoint. A couple of free throws here for Isaac Gunderson. That looks a little short.
Yeah.
Maybe getting a little tired. I don't know. That looked like a tired free throw.
Like you were saying earlier, what is this, fourth game in 3 days?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of basketball.
Second free throw looks a little better. That one's good.
He crossed, and they didn't catch it. They've been on that this tournament.
Two point lead here. That's going to be knocked out of bounds by Chance Griffith of Sandpoint, but it'll stay New Stuyuk ball. They trail by two. 3:50 to go. Pass to Maximus Gus. Back to Michael Walcott.
Yeah, they need to look down. Greg Walcott's been open.
There's almost a steal by Sandpoint. Comes Christopher. Gets it underneath. Tough shot. Tough shot by Craig Walcott up and in.
Ooh.
Tie the ball game. 48 all. Here comes.
Phillips just about had that inbounds again.
There comes Sandpoint.
Chance. Oh, no good.
Rebound battle for, and
Rowdy.
There's going to be a foul underneath.
There's Rowdy again. He couldn't get the three-point play, but he'll take a two-shot.
Two free throws, yeah. He's good underneath the basket. He's been under there getting offensive rebounds and putbacks all game.
We got number one just fouled out, Elijah. That was his fifth.
Elijah Gust is out, and Gusty Blanca comes back in for the last 3:19 of the game here.
He's got four as well now.
Rowdy Tripp misses the free throw. The game's all tied up at 48, so these free throws are really big.
3:19 to go in the fourth. Every shot counts.
Rowdy Tripp at the free throw line. One more free throw. He missed the first one. Second one is good. So it's a one-point lead for Sandpoint. Here comes Blanca. Long pass ahead to Maximus Gust. Hands it off to Michael Walcott. Corner for Blanca.
Oh, he wanted it.
Maximus Gust gets it inside now to Craig Walcott, who loses the handle on it. And Sandpoint takes it away. We're under 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. One-point lead for Sandpoint. Miranda with the ball. Gets it off left side to Smith, Colin Smith. Tough defense now by New Stu. Isaac Gunderson. Over to Smith.
Uh-oh.
Deep corner, Miranda open for three. Uh-oh. No good. Rebound taken down by Rowdy. Rowdy Tripp up and in. He's got a knack for being in the right spot at the right time.
He does.
He's got 10 points in the game, and it's a three-point lead now for Sandpoint. Maximus Gust wanted to tie it up. Shot was blocked.
Rowdy got part of it.
And Sandpoint with the rebound. Here comes Isaac Gunderson. 2:20 to go in the game.
Looks like they're going to slow it down and burn some time.
They've got the ball in three-point lead. Here comes Miranda. That was a travel.
There's a offensive. I think he's out now.
That looked like a travel to me, but they got him for an offensive foul anyway.
Yeah, I guess he's not out.
So it's an offensive foul on Miranda. It'll be New Stu ball.
His fourth, though. Been a key.
Blanca gets it across half court. Oh, and they're saying it's off Blanca.
Isaac taps it off of his leg. That was a nice, clean play.
Good job, Isaac Gunderson. Sandpoint with the ball now and the three-point lead. 1:59 to go in the game. Miranda cross-court to Chance Griffith.
Yeah, they're burning time. They're in a stall here. Four out and one on the free throw.
Here comes Rowdy.
There's another offensive.
And they're going to call offensive on Rowdy Tripp. Sandpoint's coach not happy about that one. That is what? That's the first foul on Tripp.
Yep.
How has he done that as much as activity he's had underneath the basket?
He's got
a pass underneath. Nice basket up and in for Zeus Stu. That was Craig Walcott with the two. And it's a one-point game, 51-50, minute and a half left. Here comes Smith. The Tripp. Rowdy Tripp out front. Kicks the ball. It's on the floor. Picked up by Miranda for Sandpoint. And that is another.
There goes Joe Mark. That's his fifth.
I think I'd have called that an offensive foul.
That's what it was.
He just lowered his shoulder and went right in there, so he's out of the game. That's tough for Sandpoint.
That is.
Joe Mark Miranda is going to check out of the game with his fifth foul. He's got 9 points in the game. They're going to miss him for this last minute 21.
I think we're in one-on-one. But
that should have been a free throw.
Offensive foul.
Oh. Here comes Blanca. Free throw line, little runner, no good. Rebound battled for, taken away by New Stu. Maximus Gust way out front to Craig Walcott.
Oh.
Almost a steal, and it is a steal by Isaac Gunderson. He's going to take it in the lane, put up a little jumper. No good, but he fouled.
It's like that Philip Christopher got his arm.
Isaac Gunderson will go to the free throw line. 101 to go in the game here. 1 minute, what? 1 second. 1 point ball game.
What a game.
This is a great one. Isaac Gunderson will shoot a couple. First one is good. 2 point lead for Sandpoint. Isaac Gunderson has 8 points. One more free throw here. He's given Sandpoint a 2 point lead at 52-50. Second free throw is off the rim. No good. Taken down by Blanca. Blanca, nowhere to go with it, throws the ball away.
That's why you don't jump when you pass.
He got up in the air, and he was in no man's land and threw it away. Good little player, but he made a costly mistake right there.
Now, Sandpoint calls a timeout. I think he's going to want them to stall to make them foul.
Yep, it's 52-50. Sandpoint with the lead. 53 seconds to go. This has been a really, really good competitive game.
In a battle for both sides. What would you tell them if you were their coach right now?
Sandpoint?
Yeah.
Careful with the ball.
What would you tell them, Kuyahawk? I would tell them to
step up your defense.
I'd tell them to step up, get the quick foul.
You would foul.
I would foul. That way you get the ball back.
Yeah.
And hope that Sandpoint doesn't convert.
Might have them, give them 10 seconds to try to get a steal or something, and if it by 40 seconds you don't have the ball, then you foul. But
yeah,
different ways of looking at it. Oh, boy, that was a dangerous play by Sandpoint. Colin Smith, they are going to handle. They're going to try to.
Oh, he lost it.
They were going to try to handle the ball, but he was driving in the lane, and I don't think his coach wanted him to do that.
Listen to you. 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So now we got
News 2 trails it by two. They've got the ball. Here comes Michael Walcott facing that half-court press. Bounce pass to Blanca. He's in trouble. Gets it across to Christopher. Back out front to Blanca. 26 seconds to go. Here comes Christopher. Little runner in the lane. Up and in. Ties the ball game.
We're at a tie game.
Philip Christopher with his 18th point. Ties it with 20 seconds to go.
Uh-oh.
Here comes Sandpoint. Here comes Isaac Gunderson right up the lane. Lays it up and in, and he's fouled. And that is a blocking foul. He's going to go to the free throw line with a chance for a three-point play. That could be the game. Isaac Gunderson hurt his hand on that drive. He went hard to the ground.
Yeah.
That foul was on Christopher.
That was on Craig Walcott.
Oh, on Craig Walcott. His fourth.
Yeah.
Well, there's only 13 seconds left. Isaac Gunderson shoots the free throw to make it a three-point lead. Missed the free throw. And the foul, the rebound taken down.
Oh. Fouled on the...
It's Gunderson again, who somehow got that offensive rebound and shot and got fouled.
Number four.
And that is the last...
Gave him an intentional foul.
Craig Walcott. I didn't...
They said intentional. Huh. I thought he was going for the ball, but I guess not.
Yeah, I thought so too.
They had a better view than I did.
So two free throws here for Isaac Gunderson. He's missed a couple of them here in the last few seconds. So it's 54-52, Sandpoint with the lead, 9.8 seconds to go, 2-point lead, one more free throw for Isaac Gunderson. Now you've got a foul right away.
Yeah, they get the ball right back after this.
Second free throw is good by Isaac Gunderson. He's got 9.
That might have just put it out of reach now.
3-point lead for Sandpoint.
Oh, no, 3-point. Sorry, I thought
3-point lead, yeah.
4 over here.
So Sandpoint will inbound it. Gunderson throws it in, almost stolen away. The clock's running. 5 seconds left. Sandpoint with the ball. Colin Smith, they need to foul.
1.2 seconds to go.
Sandpoint, or just needed a foul quicker in that situation. But
number 12, or was it 21?
Hunter Gumlich-Buck with the fouler, is that who they say?
I think so.
But to the free throw line is Colin Smith.
No, they called it on Maximus.
Okay, Colin Smith has a free throw that's good. That's going to put the game out of reach with only 1 second left. Sandpoint's going to win this one and is going to play Bristol Bay at 6.
So we get a rematch of the opening game with Bristol Bay.
Which was a 2-point game, so.
Yep.
Second free throw also good by Colin Smith. New Stuyok inbounds it. And the buzzer sounds. And the game ends. What a win for Sandpoint. They had to battle for that one. Yep. I got to give it to both teams. They played really hard.
They did.
And stayed right in the ballgame. Sandpoint with the win in the end, 57-52. Season ends for New Stuyok. That's too bad. Those kids played really hard and had a good year, but Sandpoint will advance.
Yes.
We'll run down the scoring here just real quick for New Stuyok. Philip Christopher had 18 points. Gusty Blunka Jr. with 11. Maximus Gust had 7. And Craig Walcott had 9. Michael Walcott had 6. Elijah Gust had 2. For Sandpoint, Colin Smith with 16. Rowdy Tripp with 10. Joe Mark Miranda with 9. Isaac Gunderson also had 9. Chance Griffith had 9. And then Boston March had 2. So, really good game. And Sandpoint pulled it out, winning by 5.
Yeah, that 2 points by Boston March is what kind of swung the tide for Sandpoint.
Yep.
Seemed like that once they put their starters back in at that point, they came to life.
Well, once again, Sandpoint wins at 57-52. So Sandpoint advances to the 6 o'clock game tonight. It'll be Bristol Bay and Sandpoint at 6 p.m. tonight. And we'll broadcast those ball games also. And at 7:30 is the championship game between New Halen and Port Allsworth. So tune back in to KAKN Radio and our station down in Sandpoint as well for some more basketball at 6 tonight and 7:30 as well. Thanks for listening to basketball. Thank you, Michael, for calling a good game.
Thanks for inviting me, Jeff.
That was fun.
Yes.
We will see you later.